to The Spout, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. I'm Christian Warren, and joining me is Sarah Wells, and from her long return, welcome back, Megan Jade. We missed you, Megan.
I missed you guys.
Yeah. Did you really miss us?
Clapping for your return.
Sarah's applauding me right now.
I just
good job on coming back.
Well, you were gone forever.
Yeah, it did feel like a long time, and I do have to apologize that I had told you that we weren't going to record on Memorial Day, but I ended up recording because I didn't want our fans to miss a week without, you know, the Spout Crest.
We did it for you, Smout, the fans.
I can't talk.
Really, you were secretly trying to kick me off the show. I was not.
But did you listen to our episodes?
I did. I listened to them both.
I heard you have some beef with us.
I did have a little bit as I was driving.
But before you get to that beef,
okay,
let me just go through some things that we're going to be talking about on today's episode, okay?
I can't wait.
First of all, we're going to have just a bit of a discussion, probably a shorter discussion, on the baptism and how that went and kind of the cool stories that we saw there. We're going to do the news with Kevin Tinkin. We'll also have an interview with Brad Bell, or as Sarah likes to call him.
No, I'm just kidding. Brad Beals.
Yeah, and we're going to talk to him about our summer teaching series and kind of the direction he's kind of wanting us to head as a kind of, I don't know, speakers, or what would you call them? Pastors who speak?
Teaching
pastors over the summer. And
pastors
then we're also going to talk.
Speak.
I don't know. And then we're also going to talk about our favorite things to do in the summer as a kid and why. And then we'll give some general announcements at the end. But now, Megan, we'd like for you to complain for the next couple minutes about what you hated about the Spout over the last 2 weeks. So why don't you just go for it, and we'll just comment while you go for that.
Okay. I don't want to complain because you guys are wonderful. But as I was driving up the 5, I like wished I was taking notes, because there were things I was like, what in the world is going on?
So
there's just a few things. Number one,
I could not believe
that Sarah thought that Benjamin Franklin was on the $5 bill.
Okay, but
I was enraged. Like, you should have seen my face at that moment. I was like,
what did I say at the end of that?
I know. I totally know. I know.
I feel like you're getting a hard time for not knowing who's on the $20 bill, but at the end of the day,
or the $100 bill.
Okay, well then I blew it too. So I'm just saying, like, you know, it's this, Sarah.
You know what? I'm not about money.
Yeah,
I don't
know
a lot about money.
My goodness gracious.
All right, what else do you have to complain about?
That's a good defense.
What else do you have to complain about?
My second thing was that you guys just sort of dismissed the end of the world thing. That none of you guys talked about the serious, like, nature of what this guy was claiming and what people did.
Well, we were more concerned about the zombie attack that was going to happen the same
day. Right, because totally.
I would be more scared of zombies killing me than just
But then it actually happened. Well, that had nothing to do with it. What I'm saying is people actually sold their lives, technically, in order to follow this man who is selling them a bunch of, like, nonsense.
What? Okay, he got a lot of money from this whole thing, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, he's already a millionaire.
How did he get revenue? Like, did people pay him to...
People, like, sold their houses and gave him their money.
Why did they give him their money?
For the campaign.
Buy your salvation?
No, for the campaign. Like, he went around and used all of this money to campaign that the rapture was happening on May 21st, 2011.
So they thought it was
the
almost like evangelism.
Well, right. And that was the... Well. Right. Oh, yeah.
Right.
The zombie. I totally forgot.
Yeah.
What I...
And so, I haven't forgot.
Conflicting interests there.
Are you a zombie?
I'm watching my back, all right?
Yeah, right.
All right. So what else...
Okay, so what happened, Sarah? I'll explain to you real quick. What happened was, so these people sold their lives. They put all these billboards up. They used all this money to campaign, basically telling everyone to repent because the end of the world was happening soon. And if you want to go to heaven, this is what you have to do. So, I mean, people literally sold their lives to this man. Mm-hmm. And now their faith is in shambles because they really believed that God was supposed to come back. And obviously, they don't have a great understanding of the Bible because they're being taught by a man who is saying something that isn't true.
Right.
So... I like just wish I could have been here for that discussion. Okay.
I wish as well. I think, you know, it would have been a lot more lively. But I also wish you would have been here for the Randy Savage discussion.
Really appreciate that. I was a huge WWF fan. Right. Actually, I wasn't. My dad watched WWF, and I really disliked it.
Let's complain about two more things, and we'll move on to the next segment.
Two more things. Okay, my next one has to do with Andrew's email.
Okay.
I'm not a hipster. I don't know where this nonsense came from, but...
Andrew Ballou. Yes.
I'm not a hipster. I know he associates me with other people he believes are hipsters.
And I'm not a kid.
My...
What am I?
Right there, you were that annoying girl that lived next door.
Oh, say kittens inspired by kittens.
Oh, goodness gracious. And my last point was, I just sincerely missed you guys.
I'm sure you did.
And I really wish I am not a Conan bandwagoner, just so you know.
We can have that discussion another day because I will believe you, okay?
Okay.
Just so you guys know, this week's music is... Well, here's how it got started. And since Brad is here, I'll just say this. Brad has a lot of interesting favorite bands, but most of those bands sometimes I don't want to play on the podcast. And so I actually took one of the bands that he sort of likes, and he did the soundtrack for the movie The Social Network. Did you guys see that movie? And so I'm going to play some music off of The Social Network soundtrack.
I love that soundtrack.
All right, so it will be that, and then we will
up next, like a rave.
Some baptism recap. Before we get into our baptism discussion a little bit, Megan was gone on vacation, and we were all very sad, or maybe me and just Sarah were sad. Maybe our listeners weren't so sad.
I'm sure they were.
I'm really sure they were. You know what's funny is that Megan, she kind of did a road trip, correct?
Yeah.
And so we decided it'd be fun to give Megan 1 minute to share her top five favorite things that she did on vacation. Right? Something like that?
Love that.
All right.
So 1 minute with Megan.
You've got 1 minute with Meg. You said 1 minute with Meg earlier, and I'm like, did you want me to call you Meg now? So
I don't know. 1 minute with Megan.
All right. Meg. 1 minute with Megan starting now.
Hello, everyone. Sarah, you can't talk to me about my 1 minute. Sorry. Oh, we need to start over.
Nope, we're going.
Oh, gosh. Okay, 1 minute with Megan. Here we go.
40 seconds left.
Hey, guys,
left.
I went on a road trip across the country, starting in Roanoke, Virginia, and heading to Huntington Beach. I stopped in Nashville. I stopped in Dallas. I went to the Grand Canyon. I stayed at the Excalibur in Las Vegas. And I ended up in Huntington Beach. I got to see my friends from Frank the Podcast in Long Beach. I got to see the wonderful Grand Canyon, which blew my mind. And here's the thing, is I was with two girls who had never, one of the girls had never been to California before, and both of them had never seen the Grand Canyon. And so to see something out of eyes, like to new eyes, you know, I felt like I was seeing it for the first time again. And I was just blown away at God's creation.
Grand Canyon.
Me neither. You
never? Oh my goodness.
We're uncultured people.
We
so.
Are. Yeah,
you
Christian.
Are. I think everyone in sometime in their life should go across the country. The topography of the United States is insane. You start in like green, like Virginia, and
can
you
I just,
roll
like,
over
stop
to the
you
desert.
For 1 second. Mm-hmm. This is how sad of a human being I am. I just want to let you know. You say I think everybody should drive across the country and like watch all, like see all this beautiful creation and stuff. I tell people I think everybody should go back and watch every single Oscar-winning movie. And so like that's what I say to people. And I just like it just made me realize what a sad waste of
life.
Well,
it's you just value different things.
Well, I would also want to see every Oscar-winning movie, but I think that getting outside of your house every once in a while might be kind of cool. So
yeah, it might be.
What if we did both?
So we could do both.
Right. How about watching Netflix as you drive?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
All right, compromise. Keep going, sorry.
Okay, so the topography of the United States is really awesome. You literally start in like the greenest part of the country in Virginia, and you go to Nashville, and then from Nashville to Texas, it's like, you know, like a little bit more, it's green, but it's like it's flat. There's no mountains. And then from there you go through New Mexico and it's just, it's desert and it's beautiful. It's a different kind of beauty. And then you get into Las Vegas and then you go into California and then you end up at the beach and it's just the craziest, it's the coolest drive. And that's the first time I've ever done it and I recommend it. And just for the sake of my iPhone, while I was driving, I got kind of bored, and I downloaded a couple new apps, and I feel like you guys should know that this was probably one of the coolest parts of my road trip.
All right.
Was I got some new apps, and one of them is called Label Box.
Okay.
You can put cool labels on your pictures.
Okay.
And then the next one is
cool.
Fusion Cam, and you can fuse together different pictures that you take and, like, basically overlap them onto each other to make a very awesome picture. And so if you're an iPhone user and you want some new apps, Label Box and Fusion Cam. And if you are a person that likes adventures, go on a road trip.
There you
awesome.
Go.
Awesome. This brought to you by Megan Jade.
1 minute with Megan.
1 minute
with Meg. That was
a
good 4 minutes with Megan.
But no.
Well, that's because you guys kept interrupting me. I thought 1 minute with Megan meant you guys don't talk, but all of a sudden I had to answer questions, you know?
Christian.
Well, let's move on.
Let's change the subject.
Let's change the subject. On to the baptism services. And you see, I feel like an oddball out here because I feel like I listen to the sermons and I attend the baptism services, and as does Sarah. But all of a sudden, we come to find out that somebody wasn't at the baptism services this weekend.
And I'm pretty sure that was me.
I'm going to go ahead and take
I'm also
a guess.
Pretty sure about 30 minutes ago, Megan was like, please don't tell anybody that I wasn't at the baptism.
Don't put me on the spot.
So I'm a terrible co-host. I just want to apologize for that. Anyways, I thought the baptism services were awesome yesterday. And how about we're gonna act as if you are a listener of the podcast right now. We're going to tell you some of the cool things.
Well,
that
I'm
happened.
No longer a listener, so because you just called me out. So. You've just lost a fan.
Are you no longer a listener, but you're still going to be a host?
Absolutely.
Right. Well, you can't not be a fan on Facebook and be an admin of
right.
the Facebook page.
Oh, that's
so
true.
If you want to be an admin, you got to be a fan.
I am so social networking obligated to this place.
That's right. So, Sarah, what were some of your highlights from the baptism service yesterday?
A few. Okay, I really love just hearing the stories.
Absolutely.
First of all,
the Clovis stories were fantastic.
Yes.
There was a great one that I'll talk about in a second.
Okay. And then I really love watching the families celebrate with
totally.
The people who got baptized, because really it is such a excited event, and really it is a time to celebrate what God has done in the life of somebody. So it always make me really almost emotional
yeah.
watching everyone be so excited. And
there
I
was
love it.
The very last baptism at the Clovis campus yesterday mm-hmm. was like, I think she was a college age woman.
She's 26.
26. Yeah. A little over college age. Yeah. If she listens, she'd probably be happy that I said that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, her story was just really heartwarming. And like my wife and I like both choked up a little mm-hmm. bit. Like she had such a good story, and it's just cool to see what God's done in her life. And then for her to get to this point where it's like, even though my family doesn't support me, like
disowned her, not
yeah.
even just not, they excommunicated her.
Right. And
yeah.
I want everybody out there to know that like, this is still my public profession of my faith, and this
yeah.
is what I believe. And so that was a great story. There was a dad who baptized his two sons.
Uh-huh.
He just said some of the most like heartwarming stuff about his two kids, and he just like it was basically like he basically gave his children a call to missions. And
yeah.
it was like so cool.
It was beautiful.
And then over at Fig Baptism, they had basically what happened is we got inside, we ate some dinner together, and then a few the people that were getting baptized were able to share their story in front of everybody. And there was just some great stories of just like married couples that just have like struggled through life together and then finally have gotten to a place where they just trust and want to follow Christ the rest mm-hmm. of their life. There was a junior hire over at Fig that just, he said something that maybe not everybody registered with, but for me, it really, you guys like love camping, right? Like
yeah.
camping ministry. Well, he said something that he came home after one of the camps that we took him on as a junior hire, and his parents said ever since that day at when he came back from camp, his parents have noticed like a life change in him.
Mm-hmm.
And so just makes me think like, man, camps, for as much as like as hard of work as they are, we'll put it that way, like they really do life change. And like, I don't know. It's just, I love camping ministry, and I'm just a big fan of when kids do come back and their lives are changed from camp.
Yeah.
You guys can understand camping.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then at North, the great thing about North is like, there's so many people that are getting baptized, but what's great is that everybody is celebrating for
mm-hmm.
everybody. It's just such a cool time. There were people that brought those big like soccer horns, vuvuzelas. What are those things called? You know what I'm talking about?
Foghorns?
No, they're like the... Like they do them...
Like a didgeridoo?
That was a terrible...
You sound like an elephant.
Basically, like, they're at soccer games. Like, they're at, like, the World Cup, and they're those, like, big, like... I think they're...
Oh, like the long...
I think they're called vuvuzelas, and I'm not joking about
the
that.
The long trumpet-looking things.
Hey, are you really... Are you upset at me?
No.
All right.
I just couldn't figure out. I mean, I was thinking of all the musical instruments.
Look, I'm
that
sorry
look
for
like
selling
that.
You out, but I really don't think it's that big of a deal.
That's fine. I'm intrigued by hearing the the regurgitated stories now. So
regurgitated. Okay.
Well, everybody was just really celebrating at North. It started to rain on us a little bit over there. But what's cool is that like out of the 60 people that got baptized, there was about maybe 10 stories that were told, and each one of those stories at the North baptism were just really good. There was a story of a man who talked about kind of coming out of depression a little bit and just finding Christ, and he was literally so happy popping up out of the water. It was as if like his life was, you know, I mean, it was just the perfect example of the symbolism that is baptism, of just really being renewed in Christ.
Yeah.
And, you know, not that he all of a sudden becomes a believer, but that symbolism of being kind of like your new life with Christ, being washed of your sin and kind of being reborn in a sense. That's why we do the dunking here at the well. And it was just his face lit up when he came out of that water. And it was so cool to see that. And just like everybody was cheering.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where it's like, and to do that in front of so many people and to share your story in front of so many people is just really nerve-wracking, but I think also so encouraging for them to go, look, these are the people in my life that I want to kind of help me in my journey throughout my life and to keep me accountable for my faith in Christ. And so baptism services are always great for me. And I love not only doing baptisms, but also just watching the stories and hearing the stories. So.
And Christian, you were in the water a couple times, but you actually did some of the baptizing, correct?
At the North Campus baptism, I did a lot of the baptizing, yeah.
How cold was the water?
Well, here's the thing, all right? I love being cold, so I didn't think that the water was all that cold, but like, well, I don't want to be a jerk, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to be a jerk.
That's a shocker.
Wow. All right, fine. I'm going to be a jerk for a second. I'm going to be a jerk for a second. I genuinely believe, you know what, maybe the water was slightly cold, but you know what, I think that like, even if you step into water and you are cold, I think that you have the capability of controlling yourself and not saying the I think saying something like, I'm so cold is like, I'm going to sound like a jerk. It's almost like, I don't know how to talk like normally. And so you just say like, I'm so cold. It's like you call it to someone, you're like, hey, how about the weather outside? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, it's like something to say.
It's like something to say, but I don't think they're really that cold. I didn't think it was that cold, but now I sound like a jerk a little bit. But the Fig Garden pool was about 95 to 100 degrees because they have like a hot water heater.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Do I sound like a bad person?
No, I just actually thought that brought up a great point of a subject that I think we should talk about sometime. I think we complain just to fill space.
Oh, yeah.
That is my point.
I think that's just part of human nature, is when you can't think of anything to say, you just sort of fill space with complaints. And I do that sometimes and I go, I don't even feel that way. Why did I just say that?
Because really, if you're that cold, like you would get out of the water. You know what I mean? It's kind of one of those things where it's like.
Right, or you'd have hypothermia and you'd be dying.
Right,
you know?
But you can't manage. Well, you can't live in the pool for like 3 minutes. That's me being a jerk. But that honestly, like, I feel like that is that's beside the point. The water temperature meant nothing to me because I was like, who cares? Like, you guys are getting to share your story. People are getting to see you like proclaim your faith in Christ. And so I guess for me, I was like, who cares about the temperature of the water?
We did had a lot of kids be baptized. Like half of the people were being baptized. They were under the age of like 11.
Right.
But anyways, most of them, when they'd get dunked, they'd come up like, like totally not expecting it to be freezing cold water.
Right.
And
I think that was more just like the shock of coming back up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And afterwards they're like, it was so cold, and they're freezing.
Right. One thing that was funny, and we'll kind of wrap up with this, is like there was a couple like bigger dudes, like definitely some people who play football or have worked out in their life. Not so much at the Clovis one, but at the North one especially. And Brad like had to use all of his might to get some of these guys like back up out. And when the person would pop up out of the water, Brad would just have this, his face would just light up because he's like, I got him. Like I got him out of the water. And he kind of gave one of those like Tiger Woods, like, yes, like, you know, like fist pumps in the air. And it was like so funny because these were bigger dudes, and for him to get them up was like a real challenge for him. And so, you know, it was just, that was funny to watch. Do you have any other thoughts, or after I now feel really bad about
saying
that?
Oh, don't feel bad. You can say the water was cold. It was freezing.
I'm saying it, I don't think it was that cold.
Oh, right. That's okay, well, saying. You can say that it wasn't cold because it's all subjective and it doesn't matter.
I don't
matter.
Think Sarah was here for the last 5 minutes of you talking. I think she might have disappeared.
I just exited and then I'm returned.
And then came back in thinking you said something completely opposite of what you actually said. Woo!
I wasn't.
Well, that concludes our talk on baptism. Welcome back,
what
Sarah.
What a great way to end. Any other thoughts, Sarah, while you were... What were you?
Hey, we had a baptism yesterday. I'm not sure if you guys know about it.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but I wasn't there.
Oh,
so.
I actually
what?
Did know that.
Christian, did you hear Megan didn't go yesterday?
Yeah, right. Wow. This just turned into the strangest day ever. Is this Groundhog Day? I was born that day.
I don't think it was. You're born February 1st, 2nd.
Birthday plug.
Come on. All right. Well.
I accept presents all year round.
Right. Birthday year. I'm 25 now. My address is just send me presents.
Anyways, up next we'll have some news with Kevin Tinkin, and after that we'll have some time with Brad Bell.
And now the news with Kevin Tinkin.
Hey, oh.
Hi.
Hey,
oh. Kevin, how are things?
Things are good.
Kevin
sounded
brought
a little bit like Dory from Finding Nemo.
Kevin brought his kids
in the whale.
And they're hanging out with my wife. So maybe one of these days we'll have them as the people we interview.
I think that would be good.
All right. Oh my gosh, I would love
I actually
that.
Asked Will on the way over here. Will's my 3-year-old. He'll be 3 on the 25th.
He's actually only 2.
He's only 2.
All right.
We like to overachieve, under promise and over deliver.
Right. So what did you ask him?
I said, what should I talk about today? And he said, the guys around here. And we were in the car, and I'm like, there's guys around here. He's like, yeah, those guys. And he like points at the kids that are walking home from Hoover.
Nice.
I was like,
so what do you have to say about the Hoover High kids?
Did you pick them up and bring them with you, or what?
I should have. No. What I have to say about that is that. I don't understand the pants issues, and I'm not familiar with the styles of today.
And I'm the pants issues?
The men with the girl pants.
The men with the girl pants.
I understand. I do understand.
But I feel like you're a pretty simple guy with what you wear. You've got your jeans and your Woot shirts, and that's kind of, hey, that's Kevin Tinkin.
I came in a potato sack today, right. So I'm pretty simple. I'll take it easy.
At least he's wearing a shirt, right, Christian?
Right, Christian?
Yeah.
Well, technically, that segment hasn't aired yet, so you guys know that one. You really
time.
Just gave away, like, the best joke on
he
Brad's thing.
Oh,
so.
Well, see, you do that. You do that. You're anyways. The one who gives it away because you, like, then explain everything.
Yeah, see, I don't even know.
Hey, at least I know
on.
The order of the podcast, guys. I've been
well,
doing this for 13 weeks.
Why don't you share that with the rest
weeks.
Of the class?
13 weeks, you think we'd get it, huh?
Blah, blah, blah,
all right,
blah,
Kevin,
blah.
Hit us with some news.
Well, there's... so it rained.
It did, yes.
Oh my goodness, it was crazy.
The storm.
That storm was crazy.
This is where it's working. Yes. Yeah, the rain was crazy. So
there was a lot of, you know, actually, here's something.
Wait, is
I
this
was really
your
intrigued
story?
Last night.
Yeah.
I was really intrigued last night about lightning because the lightning was crazy. And I don't know if any of you actually know, like, what lightning is.
Yeah.
But it's, like, fascinating.
Is it,
it's the atmospheric.
Why
like,
don't we let the person who came up with this news story tell us what lightning
no,
is?
No, I was. Lightning is. It's electricity.
It's Thor's thunderbolt.
Right, but there's like all of these electrons, and then when the temperature gets to a certain degree, like that they freak out, you know?
Oh yeah.
And it's like crazy to see like a bolt of lightning in the sky because of that. Like it's so crazy to think that science. Like, has an explanation.
Can
you know?
I share kind of a sad story about the thunderstorm?
I need. Hey, by the way, I don't want to take away from what is being said by Miss Jade over here. It is crazy. Okay, continue, Christian.
I feel like you guys like don't care at all about like things that are important, like or cool.
She's like, so anyway.
But you guys are like, sorry, you don't even know how to spell that.
Do you have a story about a zombie apocalypse by any chance?
Oh my god!
Oh, it didn't happen.
Let's talk some more about passwords from Sony's PlayStation.
Wait. All right, hold on. Let me tell the story.
Who cares what's actually happening in the world?
Exactly. Oh, all right, so anyways, last night the thunderstorm was, it was like pretty windy, and we have this giant tree in our backyard, and our cats, we brought our cats inside.
And our cats.
And we brought our cats inside, but the last week our cats have been like being attacked by these birds that are like literally the birds are attacking them, like hitting them in their sides and on their head, like doing these little like swoops. And
like in the movie Birds.
You know, that's actually defined as the food chain.
All right, can you just, 1 second, all right? And then the reason why they were attacking them is because they had baby birds. They were up in this tree. And so the storm last night actually knocked these birds out onto the ground before they could like fly. And so it's like the saddest thing because we have these baby birds in our back of our house and we're like trying to protect them. This is really sad, all right?
Put them in a shoebox.
Don't intervene on the circle of life. Watch The Lion King.
All right.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, that was a great news story, Kevin.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for bringing that.
Hey, I'll tell you the problem is I go on Google News for local stuff, and it's like literally like new board of directors for the Clovis Rodeo. That's news. That's news in Fresno. Well.
And that's the stuff that Sarah and Christian are super interested in. So why don't you go ahead and read it?
I am far from interested in that, just letting you know.
Are there any cool teen bands playing at the Save Mart Center?
Yeah, are there?
Yeah.
I don't know. Motley Crue's playing at the Save Mart Center.
I think Britney Spears is coming to
somewhere.
Pour some
sugar on me.
Oh my god!
I don't think that's their song.
No, that's Def Leppard. That's
science is terrible.
Girls.
Let's talk about Motley Crue and Britney Spears.
So good. Hey, I assumed you guys already talked about the baptism.
We did, yes.
Do you have anything to say about the baptism?
I like to say, you know, and I know that we do a lot of humor around here, but it was good stuff.
It was great stuff.
It was really good stuff.
Kevin was over at the Fig Garden one yesterday.
Yeah, I
took
the
photos. Yeah,
privilege of taking the pictures, and
yeah,
there's nothing more uncomfortable than trying to take a picture of somebody in their most vulnerable moment,
right?
And being excited about it, like somebody, like you're I'm literally behind the camera, and everybody is looking down at their paper, and it's you know, it's very emotional.
Absolutely.
So people, they don't look at the camera. They won't look up. They'll just look at their thing. So I'm literally like I'm waiting with bated breath.
But you also just for context here, your camera has one of those lenses that sticks out a good 15 feet from the actual camera itself.
I have to have three assistants to hold the lens.
It's like
you've
already
got some
super
zoom going there.
Super invading, like just because it's so far away.
It is. So there's like people crying on stage, and I'm like, yes, perfect,
this is
moment,
good emotional shot.
And then I finally get them to look up. They look right at me with that look, like, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah.
Why are you?
It's sort of like how paparazzi. I feel when Christian says, oh yeah, Megan wasn't at the baptism yesterday on the Spoutcast. Oh. It's like, I look at him thinking, why are you doing this to
were
me?
You
like,
at,
what like, sick pleasure do you take in like exposing me, you know?
Were you at some like non-religious meeting like for like abducting small animals?
She was just wondering.
I was in Christian's backyard trying to nurse the baby birds back to health,
to be
okay?
Honest, she was actually hiding from the zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
So I just
Yes, absolutely.
I was in the process of selling all of my belongings to Harold Camping.
So, he's a good guy.
Kevin, so there's really nothing in the
news,
huh?
Do you know him?
He listens to family radio every week.
So, I'll tell you.
I blew it. I didn't bring anything. I'm going to be honest.
It's no, all right.
I did. I have looked through the things, and I think the news is that the news is sad.
It is sad these days. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well, there's some potential presidential candidates like campaigning right now a little bit.
From Kevin Tinkin, not Megan.
Well, they're not
Jade.
Really campaigning as much as they're going around and kind of making known they want to run for presidency.
Megan probably knows more news than all of us combined right
why
now.
Why don't you Megan, why don't you give us a news story and we'll all comment on it and then we'll wrap the segment up. Go for it.
Bring it on. Come on, Platinum.
Speaking of bring it on, that was on MTV the other day. It's a great movie. All right. So go for it.
No, I don't even have news stories.
Come on!
You just said something about the campaign and people running for president.
Well, I was just recently listening to NPR, which I'm sure is not endorsed by the Spoutcast.
it's liberal, let me tell you.
It's supposed to not be liberal. It's supposed to be right in the middle. That's what they claim.
So is everything else. All right,
thank you.
And I was just listening to just some people that they were doing a segment on. Sarah Palin is touring the country right now, and she went on this.
She had pizza with Donald Trump.
Awesome.
Yep.
And then they were talking about.
Do you see that on like the paparazzi, like TMZ thing? Or
it
something?
Was this huge thing.
Salon.com.
Well, can I talk about
page
this?
Six.
I feel like this is news.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, so Sarah Palin went to pizza with Donald Trump, right? And it was in New York. And New York people, they fold their pizza like in half. But Donald Trump put one piece of pizza on top of the other piece of pizza. And it was this like big ordeal. Like, how could you do that with New York pizza? You're supposed to fold it in half. The Daily Show made fun of it.
Gosh, pizza sounds really good right now.
And so did Colbert and things like that. So that was like big news.
So the news was that Donald Trump ate a piece of pizza the wrong way.
Yes.
Well, that is like intense. Can't even believe it. Mind-boggling. What is America coming to?
Sad news, man. Golly. Kevin, you're right. Sad news.
Well, I guess that goes.
Kevin, this is what happens when you don't bring news in.
I blew it. Hey, okay, so.
Well, I was going to say something else about the presidential whatever.
Go.
So, okay, so there was this thing on NPR where Sarah Palin, they were asking her questions about the fact that Mitt Romney was also doing an event. While she was doing an event, and they felt like she was sort of stepping on his toes a little bit, but she was saying, you know, I had no intention of doing that, whatever. And then they said at the end that she has not stated whether or not she would think about, joining a ticket with Mitt Romney and, you know, joining that, his campaign, I guess, as his vice president. And I thought that was interesting. Like, we are a year and a half away from the election, and it's just all starting to happen. And I'm really excited to be, like, in this early on, you know?
Well, I think, isn't it next?
Is it this
fall?
Coming November? It's,
no, 2012?
It's the next November.
Yeah, it's the, not this coming November.
So
it's
like,
next
like a year
November.
And a half away?
That's what I just said, a year and a half.
Well, you threw me
you
off.
Said two and you half. Said two.
No, I said a year and a half.
About
a
year. You said two and a half.
No. You said two.
Definitely said two.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Okay, because I definitely meant like a year and a half,
no,
away.
That's cool. Kevin.
Whatever. Anyways.
Tossle was one story.
Anyways, I meant a year and a half. And it's just interesting to be a part of it now. Like, this is my favorite part about being able to vote is like to be able to follow these things and make an educated, informed decision way ahead of time until the, you know, I just really enjoy that part of being an American and being a voter.
And when we're voting in 2012, you'll be able to say, I've been following this since last.
Well, I don't do
June.
Things so that I can say that. I well, do things so that I'm an educated person.
Well, I know you're not doing it for that, but I'm just saying you're able to do that.
When you go to vote, I really and just hope you're Kona. Informed. If you vote at all, I don't know about the two of you. But,
I vote.
But do you know who you're voting for and why when you vote?
I only vote on the things that I have researched on.
And okay. Me and Sarah only vote for candidates that support the zombie apocalypse. So I just want
I vote well,
here
for
we go. I'm sure Sarah Palin does. So
all right, Kevin, you got one last thing for us? Next time,
I've
if you
never
don't bring
been
news,
in a position where, like, I've never been at a place where, like, knowing things about the world is so scrutinized. Like, it's so looked
How
down upon.
How dare you?
I cannot believe that I'm informed. Like, you are awful. You know? Like, that's the attitude I gather from here.
Christian's crying over here.
It's intense. There's
you know,
a lot of pressure.
I wish everyone could see their looks right now. They're looking at me like I just.
If you don't bring
Threw
in
a baby
news,
out the window.
If you don't bring in real news, in the next couple weeks, you're fired. All right.
Hey, no problem. No, I do have one story.
Let's close
here.
This out here, all right?
I do have one story.
Segment's running long.
So the Valley Ag is split on solar farms. So the argument goes as such. You got land. And you can either plant vegetables on the land.
Boring.
Or you can plant solar panels on the land. I mean,
I'm a fan of solar panels, to be honest. So Megan is literally about to like jump over her microphone and rip Kevin or my neck off right now. So we should end here. Kevin, thanks for being here.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for bringing the news, Kev.
Hey, you're bringing it
I'm
in hot.
I'm so informed now about solar panels.
You're welcome.
Hey, it's been a rough week.
There's Do you have an update on Sony?
On Sony?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're back. We are in full effect.
I also heard an interview on NPR about,
hey, whoa.
About no, really, this is really cool, about Sony. I heard this interview basically saying that Sony might regret the fact that they have been so against these hackers, like, actually figuring out really cool hacks for them. As before, when Microsoft had the same issue, they actually rescinded their crazy, like, we're so angry with you, and said, like, come help us out, because you guys are awesome. And so now they're thinking Sony might regret their decision to, like, not involve the hackers in their, you know, like, software and all of that. They're...
It's like whatever. Hiring the
They're
enemy.
Developing. It's because like, it's like hiring the people that can crack your stuff in order to not actually have that happen.
And how does this affect me? Because I can now get Hulu and Netflix on my PlayStation. And
right, which is great for you. That's awesome.
It is, well, it's fantastic.
With I just thought that was interesting.
With that, thank you, Kevin, for being here. And up next, we've got our interview with Brad.
I'm going to go hide all the rat poison in my house.
And please enjoy some more music.
I'm just waiting for everyone to announce my resignation from the show.
No, it's great. It's really great. It's good.
Whatever.
All right, we are back, and we are back with Brad Bell. Brad is the directional leader here at The Well. And so, Brad, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us here at the Spoutcast today.
It's such a privilege. I've been invited to speak at some things before, but this is top on my list.
Easily the best speaking engagement.
He's being ironic right now. All right. I don't appreciate that.
Well, Brad, we kind of usually ask all of our people who come on the show the same question, and I'm afraid to ask it, but I think I know the answer, but most of our fans would want to know what your answer is. Have you ever listened to the Spoutcast?
Yes, I have, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But not all, like, 12 episodes.
No, absolutely not.
No, I think he watched 12 hours of his life.
I think I listened to the first 3 minutes of the first episode.
Which is our worst episode.
Well, that's funny because I thought, this is such high quality stuff. I really hope people are listening to this. And that was all.
That's sarcastic.
That's all I needed.
But Megan wasn't around, so you're not making fun of Megan.
That's right.
You're just ripping on us.
That's okay. We're confident. We are secure in our podcasting.
I love what you're doing. I think it's fantastic. And you're developing quite kind of this viral, you know, mob of people that are following you now, which I think is great.
We just wanted to let people in on the culture that is The Well.
I was very surprised, to be honest with you, when I walked in the studio and I saw you without your shirt on, because I, having listened to the first 3 minutes, clearly expected you to have your clothes on, but without a shirt on, I don't know quite what to do with myself. So I'm going to go ahead and take mine off too.
Well, great, Brad. This is just fantastic.
Well, Sarah and I have to exit now. This just got weird. But also, I really want to start calling our fans the viral mob. I think that's wonderful. All right.
Call them your monsters, because that's awkward.
Yeah.
Now, Brad, before we get into a little bit about what you came here to talk about in our summer teaching and things like that, I wanted to share a quick story with you that you don't know about, but I'm saving it till today, okay?
I'm really scared.
Now, Brad, I think you're aware now that I am a vegetarian. Did you know that?
I did know that. I've been disappointed ever since I learned that about you.
I didn't know that.
It's been about a year and a half now.
You didn't know that?
Now I'm disappointed.
Now, about 6 months ago, Brad and I went out to lunch, and Brad took me to Thai Palms. Do you remember this lunch?
I do remember.
And I tell the story in the Welly Deli, and it always gets a good laugh, so I wanted to tell the story, too.
It's a hit in the Welly Deli.
It really is a hit in the Welly Deli.
Usually that has to do with me binge eating, I would imagine.
No. It's more making fun of myself than anything, but we're out to lunch, and it was, like, a pretty serious talk, and, like, the lady gave us our two menus, and she gave me my menu, and as I'm like looking at the menu, she comes up to like take her order, and I didn't have a chance to like order anything, and you just like ordered like this chicken like meal for me. And I was like too embarrassed to say anything, and I was like okay. And so I ended up like eating like all this food, and
you've defiled yourself. How did you sleep that night?
Poultry.
Well,
cannibal.
Literally for the next 3 hours, I was like in the bathroom, and I was like, why did I do that? It was like miserable. And I thought I needed to just break the silence and just tell you one of these days, Brad. So
I'm so sad for you for so many reasons.
I know. It's
how does a man live with himself without eating bacon? I just don't get it.
This is another topic.
Speaking of bacon.
Hey, let's have some tofu. It'll be awesome.
I don't eat tofu.
Denny's right? now has a bacon sundae.
I did hear about filthy, that. So let's get into why you are here, Brad. I know that we're going to be doing a little bit of a different flavor of things this summer as far as summer teaching, and we kind of wanted you to come in and explain what we're going to be doing this summer, and it's actually going to be starting this Sunday as far as teaching wise.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to introduce a series here this week, and the idea behind it, honestly, was that we have such a high value of team that we wanted to communicate the opportunity of kind of showing that even team influences our podium, if you will, or the teaching schedule, and we've got a great teaching team and always have, but there's so many guys on the team who don't get a chance to communicate from the podium very often. And so what I wanted to do to kind of reinforce the idea of, one, God communicates his word through all kinds of personalities and varying giftings. And so to hear the word of God from different people gives you different perspective, different insights, different personalities and whatnot. So I thought, well, let's bring in the guys who are maybe teaching and educating our students or spending time in other areas of ministry and let them have a chance to communicate. So guys you don't normally hear from are going to step up and handle the word here this summer. And I'm actually really excited about it because I think, you know, I'm going to be teaching on 1 Corinthians 3 ultimately, and the concept that the immature spiritual person needs a specific voice. I am of this guy. And this is my guy.
You've kind of, in some of our meetings, have talked about how people will send you an email in, and they'll go, hey, I moved to Chicago. I'm looking for a church. And just nobody's like Brad. Nobody's like the well. You know what I mean?
Well, and yeah, just to be fair, it's not like Brad. It's that, man, I miss the well. I miss the way the well does this or that. It's like, well, bro, it's not about the well. It's about Jesus.
Right.
And so God is everywhere. And so we ought to be able to hear the word of God and hear someone teach. And even if we go, man, look, he's not my favorite. He's not my personality. I don't dig his illustrations. I thought it was a little corny. There's got to be a nugget of truth, though, Lord, that you have in your word for me to receive. And we've got to get beyond the style of the rock star communicator and really get down to, God, what do you have for me in your word? Otherwise, we're dependent upon somebody else's podcast. We're waiting for the next, you know, whoever to hit the scene to get all fired up about the way they teach. It's like, well, wait a second. What about the inspired word of God that ought to be able to communicate through whoever teaches it?
Right.
And so that's what we're looking to do.
I think so often, especially, I don't know why, but this day we follow like authors or speakers and we'll forget to follow the Bible. And like, I have to catch myself because I want to read the next book that so-and-so came out with, but absolutely. No, it's not about what they have to say. It's about what the word has to say.
Well, and I'm all for the blogosphere and I love the whole Twitter obsessed culture we're living in. I get it, right? Social network is in, okay. Believe it or not, Facebook's around to stay. Okay, yeah. I get it. The concern I've got though is people are like, well, Mark Driscoll says, and well, John MacArthur says, and well, Rob Bell says, or whoever. I'm like, bro, what does Jesus say?
Right.
And what does the Bible say? And no offense to the whole social network thing, but it feels like everybody's just kind of publicizing, marketing, shouting out, oh, I heard such and so from so and so's book, or is it this conference and heard this and heard this or read this or read that, and so and so's blog who's arguing with so and so about so and so's video series. I'm like, honestly, I don't even care about any of that nonsense. And if we're not careful, we get so caught up in the latest and greatest, we forget that the inspired word of God is still sitting on our coffee table, but we're caught up on all our blogs, we've listened to all our podcasts, we've checked out all the latest, but we've missed the word of God for what God might have for us. So anyway, side note, but that's kind of my hot sports opinion.
No, but I think that's the whole reason why we're going about doing this. And so it's not just, you know, Brad on the stage, Brad says this, but it's like, no, the word of God says this.
Absolutely.
And whoever communicates that, although they may have different styles, it's less about the communicator and more about the word that you're teaching from.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to challenge us. See, as immature Christians, we're looking for the person.
Right.
As mature Christians, we need to look for the content. And so my hope is that our congregations at all of our campuses are going to demonstrate a maturity and say, look, even though I might prefer this or that, or even though this guy's style may not be my style, or even though this guy's whatever may not be kind of what I connect to or would prefer, I go, you know what? I can learn from any of these guys. And all of these guys are exceedingly gifted dudes who love Jesus and are wrestling with the text, and God is doing something in their heart, and now they're communicating that to me. And you know what? I can hear that and receive that from whoever's on stage. Because, it comes back around. I'm sorry, just one sec. It comes back around to people who are leaving and sending emails going, I just can't connect. And it just grieves me to go, man, we have connected you to the wrong thing.
Right.
Because you ought to be able to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And I think it's great to bring that to light, because I think that I've at least noticed in my own life that there has been, like, I have the best intentions in reading those books and following those blogs and listening to podcasts, but it becomes idolatry. And I think that that, in this day and age, with our best intentions, that is the way that Satan is attacking this culture, is by just those, like, slipping you away a teeny tiny bit, you know, and that's, we're focusing on idolatry. We're idolatrous people, and then we end up completely missing the point. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's good to bring that to light, because once you bring that to light, then people will realize all of the idols they have in their life, and with the best intentions, but they've just gotten off track.
Yeah,
so.
If our devotional life is defined by reading everybody else's books, all we're doing is regurgitating their quiet times.
Yeah.
And so it's like living off of TV dinners, and it's just not us getting fed from the Word of God.
Right.
It's a little bit of a different topic, but I think it's similar nonetheless.
Now, as far as the summer teaching and things like that, I know that usually the Well will teach out of a book of a Bible, and you know, we just got done with Malachi, or before that Jonah, and then we've done things like John and whatnot. But I think for the summer we're going to go in a little bit of a different route as far as just sticking to one specific book.
Yeah, well, what we wanted to do, Christian, is give the guys that are going to communicate an opportunity to pick a text that they really feel like they can handle, a text that they enjoy, a text that they've wrestled with, a text that they, you know, are really kind of diving into, but to do so in a way that allows some flexibility of picking that. It's very difficult to teach expositionally through a book if you end up picking, like, the short end of the stick and you get the genealogical list of the descendants of Noah in the book of Genesis. Right. It's like, great, thanks for that. So what we decided to do is say, okay, let's stay to the Gospels and let's teach parables. And so each guy is going to be picking his favorite parable, if you will, or the parable that you know, he's so moved by at the moment. So we're going to be teaching through the Gospels, but various parables along the way.
Right.
And then this week, I'll kind of introduce the series and talk about why Jesus even spoke in parables to kind of set us up as we launch into it.
So, yeah, Brad will be teaching this Sunday. That will kind of kick that series off as well. Before we leave, Brad, we just we do these little fun things at the end of our little interview times. We just like to get to know somebody outside of church and things like that. And so we thought of, hey, talking about summer series, we wanted to know what your favorite summer activity was as a kid and why.
We're calling this One and Why.
Yeah, we're calling this One and Why. That's our new
one
segment.
One and Why.
So one thing you love to do in the summer and why. And maybe I'll start us off. You guys cool with that?
That's great. You normally close
I know, but I'm going to start us off because I got a quick short one here.
Great.
But we used to have a babysitter come to our house named Joel every summer because my parents would go on vacation. And Joel worked at Jack in the Box. And I don't know why this was so great, but for like 3 years, he came to our house in the summer and he got us a discount at Jack in the Box. And so it'd be a 2-week-long babysitting stint, and he would hook us up with Jack in the Box every night of the week. And so it's this thing I look forward to every summer. When's Joel gonna come and babysit? And we always get curly fries. And
did you gain like 100 pounds?
Well, no, because it was like 2 weeks, and I don't know, I was an active kid. I had a high
metabolism. Yummy tacos,
yeah, the two for 99 cents. So that was my favorite thing as a kid to do in the summer. Who would like to be next? Brad, you got one?
Well, I think for mine, you know, I grew up as kind of a sporto all my life. Okay. So summers to me were training times.
Okay.
So I knew August was coming. That's when football camp would start and whatnot. So summers, you know, people vacation and they went to Hawaii or whatnot. I went to the gym. I mean, that's kind of what I did.
So I do every day now.
But I will say, you know, I've been noticing with your shirt off, you're looking pretty ripped.
Yeah, back to the shirt off.
But for me, I think what I'll do is tell you what I'm looking forward to versus what I used to do.
Absolutely.
I've planned the Griswold family vacation for my family this summer.
Nice.
And
so, nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, so block party with our neighbors, reaching out to our neighbors on the 4th. And then the 5th, we load the car and we hit the road.
Wow.
And we go, you got it, we're going to the Grand Canyon. So we're going to the Grand Canyon. And they've got a train that leaves out of Williams and goes for like 2 hours to get to the ridge of the canyon. And so we're going to go do that. And it's kind of a 10-day Bell family vacation while driving. So
awesome.
I've got, you know, I've heard a lot of stories from other people who've tried it. I hear it's either the best or the worst thing you can do for your family. I'm open for the best. So we're going to give
that
it a shot.
Great. You're making memories for your kids. Maybe
absolutely.
We'll have them on the Spoutcast in 10 years and ask them the same question.
I just went on a road trip across the country and went to the Grand Canyon, and it was an awesome time. So.
You just did.
Yeah, I just did.
Well, how
I just
about
got
that?
Back.
Well,
are you guys
going
to listen to like Adventures in Odyssey, the cassette tapes? Because that's
I don't think Brad would listen
that's
to
that. That's what you're supposed to do on family
But I did find myself the other night, we were kind of watching a movie. There was like 6 little girls laying on the floor, and I was kind of messing around with my little iPad and whatnot. And sure enough, I find myself singing this song.
you know, and it's a Justin Bieber tune. And so I
Bieber fever.
The Bieber fever has hit the bell home, but I squashed it.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Good.
All right, Sarah or Megan, what are your guys' favorite thing to do in the summer and why?
When I was a kid, my favorite thing to do was we had a tent that we would pretty much keep up all summer in the backyard, and I'd have friends over, and we'd sleep in the tent and pretend we were like Pocahontas running through the backyard because we had berry bushes and fruit trees. So
Pocahontas, huh?
Uh-huh, we were Pocahontas.
Did you sing?
Oh, Colors of course I did. Wind. And I talked to our willow tree and pretend it's Grandmother Willow.
It's totally new age.
Yeah, totally. And then so we'd sleep in the tent, and then in the morning my mom would make waffles and bring them out to the tent, and we'd go swimming all day and then do it all over again.
Every summer you did that? Yeah. Or just, wow. Yeah.
And then like what, harness your chi? And
mm-hmm, exactly. Yep, yep. Uh-huh. We'd rearrange the house. It looked all feng shui.
She works for the well, Brad. This is a little dangerous.
We're going to need to talk about that.
Megan, what was your favorite summer activity and why? One and why?
Okay, well, my dad, we were always home because my dad was a coach, and that's spring ball or summer, like, training. So he coached football, and that was our life. And my brother played baseball, and it was just summer, everything ball except for me. I just sort of watched.
Right.
But for, like, a week or two out of the summer, at the very end of summer, we would go to Lake Mojave, and that's in Laughlin, Nevada. And we would drive there with a bunch of different families that my brother played with. And we would go and jet ski and water ski and be on this lake and stay in the Flamingo Hotel in Laughlin. But then go to the lake every day and spend literally from sunrise to sunset on the lake. And it was, to this day, one of my, like,
that is like a drastic difference between yours and Sarah's. Pocahontas in the back, Flamingo Hotel in Nevada.
Yeah, right? Well, and it's funny because my parents used to say, like, we're going camping. And it was like, yeah, we camp in a hotel. Perfect.
Wow.
And then my
one.
Other favorite memory, I know I always have to have more than one, but my other one is going to Hume Lake. It literally has shaped my whole entire life. And it was the coolest week of camp ever. And I just loved it. So
this message brought to you by Hume Lake Christian Camps.
And who we are partnered with. So this is perfectly inserted. Product placement.
And Jack in the Box? No? No?
Oh.
Hey, Brad, thanks for being here. I appreciate you taking some time out of your day and just talking with us about the summer and your kind of thoughts.
He's got nothing better to do. Come on.
That's right.
He was watching TV and
stuff.
Yeah,
and we'll get to some of our listeners' feedback as well as far as their things to do in the summer and why. So thanks, Brad.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
We are back, and we've just got a couple quick announcements. We're going to read some people's basically favorite things to do over the summer and why. We didn't necessarily get to that in our segment with Brad because he had to jet, but he had to pick up his daughter from school, okay?
Oh,
so we wanted to let him
daughter go. Daughter schmatter. We didn't go through the emails with him.
No, we didn't go through the emails with Brad. And so basically some people wrote in, and so what we're going to do is start off with an email that Sarah got. So, Sarah.
All right.
Hit us with your one and why.
The one and
the
why.
The one and why.
Loving from it. Felix Leung.
Is right? that how he said it? I don't remember.
It was just Leung.
Leung. Okay. He says, my favorite summer activity as a kid had to be going to the beach. I love the ocean. Sea turtle. Woohoo.
Lacey.
What
my...
beach is he going to where he sees sea turtles?
Hawaii. He goes there every year.
Okay. Hawaii.
My wife Lacey actually posted a comment on Facebook with pretty much the same exact thing. She said she loves going to the beach, and she loved as a kid, like, going to the beach, getting her swimsuit on, laying out, and basically just laying in the sun. That was essentially what
I love
it said.
That. Love
and
that.
Yes. And now us, Megan, I believe you got an email as well.
I do, and I have one from my good friend Wes Crockett, who I have yet to meet and probably will never meet.
Which is
you
the reason
missed
why,
it.
Which is the reason why we brought him on the show last week. So.
Right, I know. So I think that, Wes, I'm so sorry that I'll never meet you. We can be friends. Facebook. From a distance.
Yes.
We're not even Facebook friends. I don't even want that. That's too close, you know? It's too much
what
for me.
What did Wes have to say?
Well, Wes's emails are getting longer. Somebody like really put a fire in him, you know, to write longer emails.
I think he's just, he loves us that much. What's Wes's email?
He said, "Hey guys, thanks for having me on last week. It was a ton of fun. I hope that someday I can come back on. Only if Megan is gone again, though."
I don't know if that's, I mean,
I guess he understands the joke, but also, Wes, you have no idea what you're missing out on. I am awesome in person. Okay, I have a prediction for what Christian's favorite summertime activity was growing up. I think it was hanging out in my room with some friends, drinking iced tea, and listening to our favorite O-Town songs. I'd also venture to guess that it's still in his favorite summertime activity.
Not there. No, I loved my Jack in the Box runs for 2 weeks straight.
Did you listen to O-Town, though?
Well, see, O-Town really didn't come around until I was in junior high, and I thought Kid was like when I was a kid, you know?
Oh, well, I mean, Kid was probably till you were like 17.
Oh. O-Town came out around before you're on the scene.
I would have guessed Kid being younger than 10.
Yeah.
Really?
Me too.
All right. Interesting. Whatever. Okay. Well, I mean, you're technically legally an adult when you're 18, so why would you not be a kid before then?
I don't know. It's fine.
Let's just keep reading the email.
It's fine.
Okay. He says, I have two of my own. He has two. He's definitely adopting my theory of all this. I have two of my own. One was when I was younger, and that was going to the lake with my family. I second that, you know?
You guys are like
the second was
friends.
When I was a bit more independent later in high school when I was able to drive, and that was driving to Monterey a few times a week to go surfing with some friends. Have a great week. Thanks, Wes. P.S. Has anyone heard from Dr. Patrick yet?
We need to bring him on
we
here.
We should bring him on here.
We need to make sure that he hasn't been raptured, because if he's been raptured, then we're all
well,
doomed.
He's not, because he was at the Clovis baptism yesterday.
Are you sure that was him?
He was sporting some really cool shades.
Yeah, he definitely was. Hey, I want to get to one more email and then a voicemail really fast, and they kind of tie in together, okay? And so I will read the first voicemail, and this is kind of riding the coattails of Wes's email a little bit, but here is a... email from Jeremiah Spears, who we made fun of last week.
Hello?
All right, anyways, this is the title of Jeremiah's email. It's more importantly,
you do a really good snore.
As if he's sleeping. And then he goes, oh, is Wes done talking? Sorry. Well, in that case... my favorite thing to do in the summer as a kid was to go to the high school pool and go swimming. Think Sandlot type pool, although I never tried to fake a drowning.
We'd also buy
this little parachute thing on our way there. They were made out of washers and plastic bags. We would undoubtedly lose them or break them by the time we got to the pool. Ah, the good old days. Basically, what he's talking about is, you guys remember those little like
army men, and they had a thing on them.
Jeremiah grew up in the ghetto of Santa Cruz, in a place like in the ghetto of Watsonville, basically. And so instead of having the army man, it was just a washer, like a little metal thing, just a little weight basically. Mm-hmm. But he would do essentially the same thing, and he said you just chuck him up in the air.
Yeah. Now, I want to say one thing about Jeremiah. Last week when I heard the story about him being in like North Campus and you know, the lights going off.
Yeah.
My main concern was, why in the world does he have a knife readily available to be killing whoever?
He's our facilities guy.
You know, people have knives and like Switch Army knives.
Right, but he was ready to use it.
The thing is, he said he didn't even realize that the knife was, like, he pulled it out and the knife was out. He said he didn't even realize that the knife was in his hand pointing out until he looked down at his hand. Like, it was just instinct. So I was like, you guys might want to stay clear of him. So.
He's a caveman.
Now, and kind of tying things
in
here.
It's a ticking time bomb.
Because if you guys don't...
I'm terrified.
If you don't remember from last week, Wes was kind of just talking on and on about stats and what he liked, what class he liked to do. And so
data analysis.
Yes. That's why Jeremiah
database
was like...
Database and theory.
The theory of
that's
databases.
Why Jeremiah was like... You know, sleeping. And so we also got a voicemail from someone who was driving, and the voicemail was from our producer, who almost fell asleep as well. So let's listen to that voicemail from producer Andrew.
So I had the opposite experience as Wes. I was listening to this podcast on the way back from Bakersfield. I almost fell asleep listening to Wes talk about systems. So this podcast is literally almost killing me. Thanks, guys. Producer Andrew.
Thank you for that voicemail, Andrew.
That was hilarious because I was listening to it. I was driving. I did not fall asleep, but I can see how somebody would.
Absolutely. I can totally see that as well. You know, this brings up a great little thing, Andrew, is I think that people oftentimes are like, man, the Spoutcast is like an hour, sometimes an hour and 25 minutes, you know? And I think we do have the fans out there that listen for long periods of time in their cubicles at work or whatnot. But when you're driving, the Spoutcast is actually a great, like, thing to listen to while you're driving. I think sometimes music, you know, people listen to music all the time, but I think podcasts in general are always a good thing to drive, especially if you have a longer drive.
It's sometimes like you have friends with you in the car.
Exactly.
I found myself commenting out loud.
Totally.
So that was
and
great.
That's why I think it's a good thing in the car, you know?
Right, for sure.
So kind of with that, I want to give some quick general announcements. Next week, our one and why is going to be our one basically movie that we are most looking forward to that's coming out this summer and why.
Okay? Did Prom already leave the theaters?
Prom is not a summer movie. All right, guys. You know, literally, if you've noticed, I haven't made another movie, like, what would you call it? Like, suggestion since that moment because you guys ripped on me
no,
so much.
No, you did. You said Pirates of the Caribbean 4, which was a mistake as well.
Which was a bad movie, period.
Right.
And you use a Fast Five hat. I mean, that's an advertisement.
Speaking
every
of Fast
week.
Five hat, just so you guys know, we're back on the every other week. We're going to be doing a raffle. So the emails from this week and the emails from next week will all be piled into one. And so please send in your emails to thespoutpodcast@gmail.com with basically your favorite movie, your one movie that you're most looking forward to coming out this summer and why. Send that to thespoutpodcast@gmail.com, or you can text us or call us at 559-321-7768.
Spout.
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spoutcast or twitter.com/thespoutcast.
I want to defend you for just a second.
Okay.
I really do. I really do have to stand up for you right now because last week, when you played Newfound Glory as mm-hmm. the musical guest, right. I thought to myself at first, I laughed because I thought, I listened to Newfound Glory when I was 14 years old. And then I realized I was singing along to every song.
Mm. That is true.
So I want, although I would never listen to them now at 25, and I was offended that you didn't use Glory of Love, whatever.
Glory of Love is actually
a cover.
It's a cover, but it's actually a poor quality version of
You're
a song.
Right. It
that
is.
Was a bad recording that they did in
but
like
I love
a crappy
it.
Studio.
Right.
And so I didn't want to play that on the podcast. It just would have sounded weird. So that's the one reason why I didn't play
that's
it.
That's fair. But all I right. do. I did enjoy The Blast from the Past. You know, although it is your present, it was my past, and that's fine. It was great, so thank you.
Hey, some couple quick announcements here before we close out the show. Next week, we're going to be talking about WSM summer camps, but we just want to put that on your guys' radar that if you have a kid in junior high or high school, they will be attending summer camp, basically on the week of July 26th through the 30th, or 25th through the 30th, sorry. And so if you want to sign your kid up for that, sign them up now, as well as if you're interested in, I know it seems kind of far away, but there will be some winter exposure mission trips happening in the winter times, and now is the time to sign up for those. You can find both of those at the website, www.thewellcommunity.org. I feel like today's episode was a great show. It was great
to
have Brad on. It was great to have you back, Megan.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be back.
Can you help us think of a good exit? Because I'm really bad at these.
Here's the thing. I'm really loving the thanks for listening to Spout. Bye. Like, that's my, I laugh every time.
Well, I feel
literally
like a
laugh
loser,
every time.
So, all right.
I always said this is the Spout. Drink
we're,
on up.
Drink
on
yeah,
out. You know,
yeah,
I've come yeah. up with some and you never like them. So I'm tired of helping.
Well, make sure you send in your, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say bye.
Maybe we should start doing, maybe we should start saying bye in a different language every time.
I don't know it in any other language.
Arrivederci.
All right. Send in your one
Au
movie
revoir.
That you're most looking forward to
Au
this
revoir.
Summer and why. And
hasta la vista.
Ciao.
Also tell your friends about the Spoutcast because.
Bonjour. Oh, that's hello.
When we get to 100 fans, we're going to do something
aloha.
Special.
I was going to say
hello.
I was
goodbye.
Waiting for him to be quiet so I could say aloha.
Thanks for listening to the Spout.
Or we can just interrupt him. Aloha.
Bye.
Konnichiwa.
All right, please stop.
Bye.